My name is Dalila. I'm from cohort number 3, and my mid-project was about Nashville traffic, and my final project is about a Price is Right bidding model.
You said Nashville traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about that and your other project. So before we jump into that, could you catch me up to what were you doing before NSS? How did you decide to make this your next step?
So before NSS, and I still am at my current place, I was an accountant and I still work in accounting. And I do enjoy it, but I wanted to get more into kind of problem solving and how to do it more efficiently. And I've always worked in Excel and with formulas, trying to make the work easier, especially when you have large sums of data. And I had a friend who recommended to me that I take some coding classes, because if I liked to problem solve, which she knew I did, then she thought this would probably be an avenue that I'd enjoy. So I started with Nashville Software School's Jumpstart program, and I took that, it's been in the summer of last year. And so I took that, and I decided that it wasn't that bad at all, and I felt like I could follow along. So I opted for their data science program because I like the idea of modeling and predicting, which is something that analytics program did not have. So I enrolled in the 9-month course, and here I am today, almost at the end.
Yeah, you pretty much are at the end. Congrats on making it to the finish line.
It's been a long journey.
Yes, it has. And I want to hear about what you've been working on during this journey. So maybe starting with your mid-course project, what was that?
Yes, so mid-course project came about because at the time, this was like December, January, I was so tired sitting in Nashville traffic, which, very ironic, is not really a problem nowadays.
Right.
But at the time, there was so much construction going on, and, 440 was always backed up, and 65 and 24. So what I did was I reached out to somebody I knew at TDOT, and I gathered together some information that I would need to analyze to see if Nashville traffic would improve after they improved and widened roads. So I was able to get data from about 2012 until 2019. And I chose a section of the highway where I knew that the highway was narrow, I guess, and they had expanded it. And they finished their expansion in 2016. So I had data that was before, during, after. And it's an extremely busy section of the...
Yeah. What were your findings from that?
So I found out that the traffic did indeed improve after they expanded the lanes. However, it's not projected to improve for that long. Of course, now no one could have predicted COVID, so who knows with COVID in the mix if it's even relevant anymore with so many people working at home and not going to school.
Right, the data may change a lot. So anything else you want to add on just from a tech perspective on this particular project?
Yeah, so I used Python really to do most of the cleaning for that project, some regex, and I was working with about 8 million rows of data. I did also do some of the work in R, and I did a lot of my graphics through ggplot. And then finally, I was able to produce all of the results in an R Shiny app, which is on the internet. Anyone take a look at that as well if you look at my profile. All of the results from that are in the R Shiny app.
How many rows of data did you say?
It was like 8 million rows.
Wow.
27 columns.
Wow. So how about your other project? What about that one? What was the big focus there?
Okay, so this one was a little bit interesting as well, and I'm still kind of working on it. But basically, if you've ever heard of the show, The TV game show Price is Right.
Yes.
There is a section of that show where you have contestants row, where four people come down and they all bid on one product and try to guess the price of this product. And if they get very close to the price of the product, they get on stage. So my project is trying to simulate that with a model. And so I've collected a bunch of data from Amazon and have created a model to try and predict the prices of those products. And then after that, I've written some game theory logic where it takes into consideration other people's bids and then tries to predict the price of the product based on those bids.
Whoa.
And yeah, and tries to win the game at the same time. So yeah, it's a little bit more involved than the mid-course one.
I can't remember this. This is so random and maybe it's distracting, but I remember this one video on YouTube I saw where this one person just went into X Games mode on just guessing every single one, like right on the dollar. And people were like, how? And he was so calm and collected the whole time. I'll have to find it and send it to you.
Yeah.
People love that show.
Exactly.
And that's so cool. So did you find anything interesting there from your project of just trying to predict the right price?
Yeah, so I found that because you can run so many models, it was kind of a logistical regression model basis, and there's so many of them out there, so many of them that I tried, and I ended up with a gradient boosting model. I found that it has a lot of like parameters that you can put in and tinker around with so that you're able to get a very close prediction. But then when you add the game theory aspect of it, it becomes less about getting the price exactly right and more about the logic of what are other people bidding so that I can win the game. So it was interesting to mix the two. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Wow.
So I thought that was the most interesting part of the project.
Yeah, if you enjoy what you're doing, that all the way. So as we talk about enjoying what you're doing and you're thinking about the next step for you, what kind of job are you looking for? What's on the horizon? What are you aiming for next?
I am definitely thinking about looking for a job that involves either nonprofit. It can be nonprofit and it can be nonprofit in the healthcare sphere. I know there are companies out there that work in the nonprofit area to do with medicine or medication or helping people. Just off the top of my head, I think that's something that I really enjoy doing.
Certainly. Well, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to share your story and share what you've been working on.
Yeah, thank you.